Track 11. Miss Reed was the pen name of a novelist and schoolteacher who wrote two series of novels about English villages called Thrush Green and Fairacre. This extract is headed Farewell to Fairacre and dates from 1993, and it's read by Denise.
The property box furnished us with a considerable amount of the costumes required. Mr. Roberts, the local farmer and a school governor, provided hay for the box which represented the manger. The ox and the ass had been cut out of heady cardboard some years before and had weathered their sojourn stuffed behind the map cupboard with remarkable endurance. We told each other that once dusted and an eye redrawn, they were as good as new. The shepherds were clothed in dressing gowns, but it was quite a job to find a suitably sombre attire. Gaily patterned bathrobes were paraded before us, sporting dragons, Disney characters and a panda or two. Where, I wondered, were the old-fashioned boys' camel-coloured numbers which I remembered from my youth? After much searching, we found one or two and reckoned that the wardrobe and properties were at last complete. We gave our first performance one afternoon in the last week of term. I was very grateful to the vicar for letting us have the beautiful chancel for our stage. Usually, any end-of-term function takes place in Fairacre School, and we are obliged to force back the wooden and glass partition between the two classrooms to make one large hall. Then there is the usual scurrying about for chairs from the schoolhouse and public-spirited nearby neighbours, not to mention some rickety benches from the village hall and the cricket pavilion, which arrive on the trailer of Mr. Roberts and have to be manhandled into place for the great event and then manhandled back to their usual home. On this occasion, our audience sat in the ancient pews and had a clear view of the chancel. Mr. Bennett had emerged as an electrical wizard and had volunteered to arrange temporary lighting. This threw the stage into a sharp contrast with the dimness of the surrounding building and gave the performance a wonderfully dramatic session. The play went without very many hitches. At one point, the cardboard ox fell down in a sudden draught from the vestry door, and Joseph's crape beard came adrift from one ear. This, however, was swiftly replaced by one of the shepherds hissing, stand still, whilst adjusting the wire over his classmate's left ear, and we all waited for the performance to continue. It would not have been right to have a school affair like this without some minor mishaps, and we all thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. The vicar closed the proceedings with a suitable prayer, and we filed out into the misty afternoon, feeling all the better for celebrating, in our homespun way, the birth of Jesus.